Our story begins in the Westside Hospital emergency room. Charlie and Gretchen have just arrived and are talking with Dirk.
Hey, Dirk, man, what's going on? What's the story?
Serena's in surgery. She started bleeding internally and they had to operate to try to stop it.
How's the baby?
It doesn't look good, Gretchen. There's a good chance she'll lose the baby.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, gosh, that's awful.
Wow. Hey, sorry, man. You know, your cousin and I don't get along, but I would never want this to happen to anyone, you know?
I know. Thank you. Look, I'm gonna go find my aunt and uncle. I'll give you a call later and let you know how it all turns out.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, take care. Hey, Charlie, thank you for coming with me to the funeral today. I know things have been awkward for us since Hannah's wedding.
No, pretty lady. It's just like my feeling with Serena, you know. No matter how much I dislike Todd, I'm not an animal. I can never wish death on anyone.
I don't know if I could be as strong as Hannah has been. You know that Raven told me she hasn't shed a tear or shown any emotion before that little outburst with Serena today.
Wow. Yeah, she's a tough girl. But I know she can't keep her emotions bottled up forever. I just really hope she has someone there, anyone, with her when she does have to break down.
In his apartment, Chuck has just arrived home from the funeral and is talking with Adriana.
How was the funeral?
Very sad.
Alex left this morning before I could even tell her about Todd. I'm sure she would want to know.
I didn't think she even knew Todd.
Well, she didn't, but she has her reasons.
Dara went to get a bite to eat with some friends from school.
Oh? So we have the place to ourselves for a while?
You know, we've never really talked about what happened between us before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think Alex is suspicious, though.
Why?
I don't know. She can just tell something is up.
So what is up, exactly? I mean, we were just talking, and then the next thing you know, we were making love.
Well, I guess we have to decide if this was just a one-time thing or if it'll ever happen again.
What do you think? I mean, would you want it to happen again?
Maybe. But what do you think?
Well, I think we're two consenting adults here. As long as we're honest with each other about what it all means, I see no harm in having a little fun from time to time.
So, when did you say Dara would be home?
At Wilson's Diner, Clint, Dara, Bobby, and Stacy are having dinner after the funeral.
I can't believe I'm eating at the restaurant I work in.
Is there something we should know about the food here?
No, it's not that. It's actually pretty good, I guess.
I never thought we'd be going to another funeral so soon after CJ. Me either. Some holiday season this is turning out to be.
School starts back up tomorrow. How do they expect us to go back to Mr. Endicott's classroom after what happened in there?
I don't think I can do it. I've already told my mom that I can't. Stacy, you have to take Mr. Endicott's class in order to graduate. Dara, you didn't see what I saw that day. He slit his own throat. Nobody understands how bad it was.
It's all right, Stacy. No one expects you to just get over this like it never happened.
I know it's hard to find a silver lining in anything that's happened the past few weeks, but at least we're all being civil to each other. Maybe some good can come from these tragedies.
Clint, you're starting to sound like a real father.
I know, right? It's kind of scary.
It's weird that that baby was early, but still so big, isn't it?
No, he was just big.
How early was he, Clint?
About 2 months. He was due in late December.
And he was nearly 9 pounds. I always thought preemies were small.
What are you trying to say, Stacy?
Nothing. Just making an observation, that's all.
In the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Evelyn walks up to Mandy holding a copy of today's New York Herald.
Look what I've got.
A newspaper? Who smuggled that in here?
Anthony. That guy has connections, it seems.
So? Any big news we should know about?
Well, there's a funeral you might be interested in.
Oh, who died?
Todd Malone, the brother-in-law of that witch, Raven, and the brother of your pal, Matt, right? Blake's lover.
Ex-lover. As far as I know, those two have hit the skids.
Interesting, but I'm sure your friend will be broken up about his brother. I just thought you'd want to know.
Another opportunity for Everett to give a performance of a lifetime. He always said he wanted to win an Oscar someday.
Oscars are for actors, honey. Matt is a singer. Unless maybe he plans on winning an Oscar for scoring the soundtrack to the Evelyn Shoemaker story, sure to be a box office smash someday.
Oh, Evelyn, as interesting as your little obsession with Blake Whitney was, it pales in comparison to what Everett has pulled off.
What do you mean, pulled off?
Let's just say your true love, Blake, is a fool. He can't even tell the difference between his old high school lover and this new and improved version.
Well, he's still the same guy, Mandy. What is it that Blake should be noticing?
Blake is taking Everett at face value. But hell, if he's that stupid, he deserves what he gets.
Mandy, stop talking in code and just spit it out. What the hell are you saying?
Evil? Matt isn't really Matt, if you know what I mean.
Obviously, Dr. Hunt's treatment is not working on you, girl. I think you've gone around a bend again.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.